right, Wednesday night and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Just one thing off of the pregame. I got to talk to you about it. I'm going to say everybody in the chat. You know, it's amazing what's going on with Elon and what, you know, you have to have a short title for the graphic for the show. You know, otherwise it would have been like, they can't stop him. They can only hope to contain him. And that's what they're trying to do with their judges and everything else. And boy, somewhat boycotting Elon Musk's businesses. And then, of course, also trying to burn them to the ground. We'll get to that in a minute. But anyway, you know, you have Stephen Colbert. And what a disgusting group of Americans. I mean, seriously, anybody that watches that show, anybody that actually goes to that show live, just a disgusting group of Americans. Where Stephen Colbert is talking about Elon Musk losing $16 billion in a day or week, whatever it was. And everybody in the audience, I mean, they're going absolutely crazy. I mean, even when I was, whatever, depending on where these guys are at this point, because a lot of them have obviously gone and met with Trump and everything else, are trying to bootlick Trump, whether it's Zuckerberg or Bezos or the rest of them. But anyway, you know, regardless of that, if you would have said to me, Amazon has lost $16 billion in a day, I would be like, hey, that's great. Even if I was happy about it, I would have been marginally happy about it. Like, I mean, no, that's not good. They need to change their ways, whatever. These people are out of their minds. I mean, people on the left in this country now are out of their freaking minds. I mean, literally out. The violence, and we'll get to all of that. The violence, you might be wondering, why isn't Tom covering more about what's going on with Alex Jones? I know everything about what's going on with Alex Jones, but he's already covering it for, you know, hours and hours and hours a day. And with inside sources way better than me, showing a video of what Alex Jones has already showed or whatever else, with him being on a Ukraine hit list. Elon's on the Ukraine hit list. The Trump family's on a Ukraine hit list. His writer that was just murdered was on the Ukraine hit list. So just very strange things that are going on right now with that. I mean, very strange. We know, of course, that the last assassination attempt against Donald Trump was done by somebody, United States citizen, but really somebody who's been obviously a Ukraine advocate, been living and recruiting mercenaries into Ukraine a multiple time, convicted felon, but somehow never went to prison. That guy there, he was also really from Ukraine origins. We know that the attack, the DDoS attack on Twitter and Rumble, was that yesterday, the day before, whatever it was, Monday, whatever it was, I can't remember. But that originated from Ukraine. So, and a lot of it, people, you're like, are these Ukrainians doing it? No, it's just, it can be. Obviously, there's people in Ukraine who hate us because hate us on the right because we want to end their stupid war. But it's also just a giant camouflage site for the globalist leftist bourgeois elitist. For all of those with the leverage you into a one world economy with a singular access point controlled by them, that those people, a lot of them they're really headquartered and they hide a lot of their activities in Ukraine, which I'm going to get to a major Reuters headline. Reuters, if that sounds familiar to you, yeah, we've been funding Reuters. Just remember that through NGOs, millions upon tens of millions of dollars have been going to Reuters and Politico too. Isn't that great? You get to fund your own Goebbels opposition. Isn't that great? But anyway, Colbert is like rejoicing in that. And then you saw the Scott Jennings piece where he's on the CNN panel, which, by the way, they just signed him to Jennings to a new contract, a multi-million dollar contract too. So you'll be seeing him on CNN winning these 4-on-1 debates over and over again. But anyway, so he gets attacked by the they're all leftists except for him, but the white woman leftist on there, may have been a couple white women, but I don't know. But anyway, the white woman leftist with dark hair, but she starts attacking him about Trump having Elon Musk bring Teslas on to the White House grounds because Trump publicly said, I'm buying a Tesla. Attack, attack, attack. How could he possibly do that? How could he advocate for one company over another? And it was simply brought up by Scott Jennings. Didn't Joe Biden do the same thing, brought a Jeep Rubicon onto the property of the White House? And then Aaron told me too, and he was right because I remember him doing it, Joe Biden went out and drove a Ford Lightning. And then after those examples were brought up, actually, Scott Jennings just brought up the Rubicon example, her answer was, so you're in favor of billionaires? What does that even mean? What does that even mean? You just got destroyed in an argument. He's saying that Donald Trump is favoring one person's business over another, and you get absolutely dismantled in the rebuttal, and your answer is then you're in favor of billionaires? What does that even mean? These people are so pre-programmed to puke out tropes, they don't even know what else to say. They have absolutely, what it'll be, oh, I'm surprised your answer wasn't, oh, you hate democracy. Oh, so you're in favor of Donald Trump destroying the Constitution. I mean, none of it makes any sense. None of it's reality. None of it's actually happening. But they just repeat their stenographer lines over and over and over again. It's just repulsive. I mean, if you're gonna be our opponent, can you be an opponent with a brain? What would, I mean, the problem is there was absolutely no answer to Scott Jennings' rebuttal. You're sitting there attacking Donald Trump for having Elon bring a bunch of Teslas onto the property of the White House, and you're going to buy one anyway. And he goes back to that Joe Biden did the exact same thing. And your answer is, so you love billionaires? I mean, these people are brain dead morons. I mean, literally brain dead morons. All right, let me say it to everybody in the chat. I'm all fired up now. I should never get fired up before I say it to people in chat because I don't sound very friendly. All right, B-Wethy's on. Just Fact is on. Dave Souders is on. Praise Holler's on. John Phillips is on. PD Frank is on. Just Fact is on. Jules 21 Hours on. D9597 is on. Producer Aaron is on. Granite 2468 is on. The Great T1AU is on. Nude Monk's on. Keeper 1376 is on. Clean Sanchez is on. As opposed to Dirty Sanchez, our Sanchez is the Clean Sanchez. Lloyd Shaw is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. Lady Vu is on. Malamute Lover is on. Leon Fishpuppy's on. King Slutsy McGroin is on. McGroin Nation is here. Gritterdom is on. Whammy Jammer 79 is on. Big Scott 1's on. Let me see here. JBC 2020 is on. Volvo 960 is on. Scooter 887 is on. Hassle Free TV is on. LA 106 Times is on. Debnew 2011 is on. Milwaukee James is on. Beckland 60 is on. Those Jesus People is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Mark 1069 is on. Hans Donovan is on. Luann 5 is on. Todd Suff is on. DC 941 is on. There we go. I reached the bottom. All right. Love you guys. Appreciate all of you in the chat. All right. Let's go to the first one. Will Natalie Winters tweet. The federal judge ruling at Doge needs to be more transparent was a Covington and Burling partner. Oh, what's the big deal about that? They're all lawyers and they all come from law firms. Well, here's the problem. This firm was just stripped of its security clearance. So you have a guy who used to be affiliated, not just affiliated, used to work for a firm that just lost his security clearance. And here's another little bonus for you. And I'm not going to go into the depths of this case because I've already done it. But Judge Cooper's wedding was officiated by Margaret Garland. I mean, everyone see this now? Sometime or another, I probably shouldn't get into it because I'll absolutely get lost in the spaghetti of it all because I really do because I love lists about who's related to who. Because, I mean, so you have a judge presiding over your case who is your absolute ideological, political, and even theological, because Aaron said last night, when we finished, I hope you enjoyed the post-game last night, we played all the Democrats singing for everybody. You know, isn't that great? And Aaron's like, you see, Tom? He goes, you know, it's just like a church service. This is their religion. So you have these people, or your absolutely even theological opponents, are presiding over your cases? I mean, how many of you want your enemy to be your judge? I mean, if we're going to have somebody be our judge, we want Yahweh, we want Jesus to be our judge, right? Because he's going to see everything impartially. You really don't want Judge Cooper. Judge Cooper's wedding was actually officiated. You don't want Judge Cooper to be your judge when his wedding was officiated by Merrick Garland and his wife worked for Eric Holder. And they're the ones who are going to decide the fate of the Trump administration? This is how corrupt our system is. I mean, you know, I'm watching. I'm kind of addicted to them. And it's not just Netflix, whether it's Netflix or whether it's the other, you know, Max or whatever, these criminal documentaries. And, you know, I was a cop for 25 years. I retired in 2017. What's that? Is that 8 years ago, Aaron? 8 years, eight-ish years ago. So yeah. Eight, 7.5 years ago now.
Yep.
And I never believed that cops were corrupt. You know, I mean, like, they believed in the court system. Boy, that's all gone now. Everything's gone, Aaron. Everything's gone, Will. It's gone. I watch these documentaries. I'm rooting for the bad guys.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for them to get away because I think the cops are all lying.
Yeah.
I watched one where they framed a guy for, he got convicted of a rape for 18 years, in prison for 18 years. And of course, he got convicted in 1985 where there was new DNA evidence. Well, they did the DNA evidence when DNA technology caught up. and he was absolutely exonerated. And the guy who was actually guilty of the crime, one police department had told the other, it was the sheriff's office that was working the case, this is the guy that committed the crime. They've been following him and surveilling this sex offender.
Whoa.
And they were told, and there's all of this is documented. And they just ignored it because they hated this other guy because he was kind of a town troublemaker. So they framed him. I mean, that's the whole thing. I don't believe, I mean, these are, look who's presiding over our cases. We have judges presiding over cases about NGOs that get paid by the NGOs that the case is about. That's what's actually happening in our system now. When you have the Tanya Shutkins of the world, the Juan Merchants of the world, and the Engerons of the world, all globalist, leftist, bourgeois, elitist activists are presiding over Trump cases. When you go up to New York City, and Juan Merchant, who isn't even in the 24-judge panel that they choose from, gets chosen for every single Trump case. He's not even in the lottery system for it. They have a 24-judge panel, and they basically, literally, draw their names out of a hat to see who goes to the case, so they have at least the veneer of being unbiased. And so they do this, but Merchant's not even part of the 24-judge panel, but he got the Trump case, he got the Trump, he got the Bannon case, he got the other Trump administration case. It had nothing to do with the Trump administration, but it had to do with somebody who worked for Donald Trump. A Trump Corporation case. So I mean, this is the system that we are sadly subject to. And see, all of it is fun and games until you're a J6 activist. You know, you're simply there and you unknowingly trespassed and you're being charged by Matthew Graves, the United States attorney over DC. You're being charged with knowingly trespassing when you didn't knowingly trespass. And they put these enhancements on you because they'll have Fanon and Gunnell and Harry Dunn walk up and say, yeah, somehow or another, they were involved in the injuries that I have that he never had. And they enhance your sentence and put you in prison for 3 years, 4 years. Enrique Terrio, 22 years for a man who has never set foot in DC. For seditious conspiracy, that he wasn't seditious, nor did he do it, nor did he form a conspiracy in any way, shape, or form, or carry out a conspiracy. So he's neither seditious nor conspiratorial. Doesn't matter. The judges there are all related to these corrupt NGO-fed law firms. Their wives are working for Democrats. They work for Democrats when they're not judges. And we believe in the judicial system. Not me. Ask General Flynn if he believes in the judicial system, or Bannon, or Stone, or Navarro, or Alex Jones. Ask them if they believe in the judicial system. No, you can't get a fair trial. They make sure they judge shop and bring it in front of a blue judge like this one right here. You think why we haven't? We could have these cases in other places. We don't, because it all applies everywhere. If it's a Department of Education case, you can bring it in St. Louis because it applies. All right, I shouldn't even talk about the judicial system. It's already 9:23. Oh my gosh. Woo. All right, let's go to the next one. All right, Elon. Okay, this is, you know, again, these are the stories that just catch my eye. You know, and here is more judge stuff. I shouldn't even get into judge stuff, but anyway, it's like getting into vaccine stuff. All right, Elon Musk tweet: SpaceX has moved its state of incorporation from Delaware to Texas. There goes another one. Rogan moved from California to Texas. Did Elon already move something from California to Texas before, right? Didn't he? But anyway, I think he had a Tesla headquarters in California too.
Yeah.
But his state of incorporation, in other words, Tesla is a Delaware company. Do you know that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I had no idea. I knew it a couple of days ago, but not, I mean, now, I mean, I didn't know idea. And Delaware's got like 500 corporate headquarters.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the heck? Is that got anything to do with Joe Biden being there for all the decades that he was? If your company is still incorporated in Delaware, I recommend, Elon says, moving to another state as soon as possible. So Elon is getting out of the state of Delaware. Why is that exactly? You can leave this up the whole time, Will, while I'm talking. Canacola the Great. You don't have that one. It's just me. It's just me reading it. Canacola the Great article. Judge Kathleen McCormick, who just dealt with Judge Cooper, who's a corrupt person who resides over cases he should be recusing himself from because he's a political activist, but they all are. And here's another one for you. Judge Kathleen McCormick rescinded Elon Musk's 55, get this number, Aaron and Will, get this number, $55 billion Tesla compensation package. So a judge comes in and says, now, who was it that created Tesla? Aaron, who created it?
Elon.
Yeah, Elon Musk. Yeah. Right? Okay, so it's his company, right? And then, of course, you have a board also, and they have rights, but it's Elon's company. Would everybody agree? Okay. Yep. So she comes in on a court case and tells Elon that he's not allowed to get paid. You're like, that's impossible. Well, we have all kinds of judges right now telling Donald Trump that he has to unfreeze money to USAID. We have a judge right now ruling that Pete Hegseth needs to reinstate, you're going to love this, Will, DEI back into the military. Because all of the women with sewed-on penises pretending to be men and all of the men with lopped-off penises or taped-up penises pretending to be women that are in the armed forces have sued Pete Hegseth and the Department of Defense. And you have a judge that's put an injunction on the no transgender serving in our military policy, which is, if anybody's ever served in the military, which I have not, but Will has, he'll testify to it if I need him to. It is impossible to have a cohesive unit with a man with a taped up penis or a woman with a phallic symbol shaved onto her inverted vagina. Everybody agree? Mm-hmm. I don't think you can really storm the enemy bunkers with those people. Right? Because most of the time, they're on antidepressants and they're in the hospital trying to recover from their various trans surgeries, where they've had their boobs sawed off, their penises sawed off, or their testicles sawed off. And people like Will, who served in the military, have to go in and memorize general orders manuals that teaches them how to shower with a fully penised man. Or fully penised female. Sorry, women do, not Will. But women have to go in and make sure that they understand. Will doesn't have to worry about it, because you never really have to shower with a man with a vagina. Because women never try to get into men's rooms. They don't do it. But men are always trying to get in the ladies' showers. So you, if you're a woman and you're in the Army, because this is in the Army General Orders Manual, you got to be able to deal with, because it's on page whatever of their General Orders Manual, that of how to properly deal with how not to hurt the feelings of the person that you're showering with who is a female with a penis, according to the United States Army. And of course, Hegseth, like, that's out. Does that got anything to do with lethality? Absolutely not. So that's out. So you have a judge that's telling the DOD what to do. None of this is legal. If Donald Trump wanted to, he could blow it all off. He could. He's giving it time so that nobody can accuse him of blowing off the judicial system. But eventually, he may have to. And he could right now. Because, I mean, ask yourself this question. What is some appellate federal judge going to do if Donald Trump blows it off? Does a judge shop these people? They bring it up to Rhode Island to friend of Norm Eisen, whatever it may be. They judge shop them. What are they going to do? Donald Trump says, I'm not listening. DI is still outlawed in the military. Transgenderism still outlawed in the military. What are they going to do? Send their court police? They don't have court police. They have no jurisdiction in Washington, D.C. They have no jurisdiction anywhere but their city or their town or their state. That's it. Their county, their city, their county, or their state. That's it. They're like, their federal judge has jurisdiction. That's bigger than that, but it has no cops. What's he going to do? Nothing. All right, so back to Elon in Delaware. So Judge Kathleen McCormick rescinded Elon Musk's $55 billion Tesla compensation package. So he was due to get paid $55 billion. I think I'd want that check. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Overturning the company's board. Remember, this is how it all works, right? If you ever watched the NFL, all the owners decide the compensation of Roger Goodell. Right? The commissioner of the NFL, they also decide his compensation. Yep. Right? Well, here's a similar deal, although Roger Goodell doesn't own the NFL, but this board decides what is Elon Musk's compensation package going to be. 80% of the board now overturned by an activist judge named Kathleen McCormick. 80% of the judge, 80% of the board says Elon Musk should get $55 billion. And a judge comes in and tells him no. Why would that happen? Would that happen if it was Bezos? Would it happen if it was Zuckerberg? Would it happen if it was Billy Gates? Aaron, who's the owner of Apple?
Tim Cook.
Tim Cook. Yeah, I want to say Steve Jobs. Tim Cook. What happened if it was Tim Cook?
No.
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 That's just the largest company on the planet is Apple. No, but I've never seen a judge come in and rescind his compensation package. And Tim Cook gets one every year. Zuckerberg? Every year. Bezos, when he was controlling Amazon, every year, right? Every single year. So, OpenAI is what, Aaron? Sam Altman?
Yep.
He gets the same thing every year. Every single year, they get a compensation package that's decided on by their board. And the board votes on it. Elon Musk got 80% of the vote. And a judge comes in and says he can't get it. How would a judge even have that power over a private corporation? McCormick also ruled against Elon Musk during his Twitter acquisition. Oh, just like, remember that Joe Biden was targeting Elon's and wanted Elon's acquisition of Twitter to be investigated by the FBI? Well, lo and behold, this judge was doing it for him. Ruled against Elon Musk during his Twitter acquisition. Before becoming the head of Delaware Chancery Court, McCormick worked on the Delaware law firm called Young Conaway. Remember these names. This firm and its employees have been major donors to, can anybody guess? President Joe Biden for decades. 2016, Hunter Biden hosted a gubernatorial campaign event for Congressman John Carney with then Vice President Joe Biden as the guest speaker. The event took place, these are the people ruling over Elon Musk. This event took place at the law offices of Young Conaway in Wilmington, Delaware. Weird, isn't it? Before coming to the head of Delaware Chancery Court, McCormick worked at Young Conaway, who's hosting parties for Hunter and Joseph Biden. Carney, a close friend, again, Carney is congressman. Carney, a close friend of Joe Biden for the last four decades, later became governor and nominated Kathleen McCormick, a partner at Young Conaway, to her position on the Delaware Chancery Court. In March of 2018, email, Hunter Biden claimed to be personally know every judge on the Delaware Chancery Court while threatening legal action against his Chinese business partners. Oh, this is great. This is the system that Elon Musk has to submit himself to. I will bring the suit in the Chancery Court in Delaware, which, as you know, is my home state, and I am privileged to have worked with and know every judge on the Chancery Court. Does that sound like a fair system to you, where Hunter Biden is leveraging the court system and the judges against his business opponents? Well, that's the entire system. Again, what our country is now, what we are, we can go back to the dream that was Rome, the dream that was a republic. We can go back, but what our country is now is a very corrupt court system that is fully staffed by Democrats in key areas. And we have a government that just disfunnels money. That's all they do. Funnel money directly to themselves, which are all Democrats. You're like, Tom, there are some Republicans. Yeah, there are, but none of them staff these NGOs that are getting all this money funneled to them. And no, people like Mike Johnson never do a thing about it. Mike Johnson is claiming now we're finding out where all this money has gone. He could have found out any day he wanted. Any of them could. And by the way, Rand Paul puts it out every single year. Mike Johnson just turns a deaf ear to it. And by the way, the CR is fully funding Biden's financial expenditures through September, through the fiscal year. That's what, and Trump wants it. And I told you, listen, I'm no Trump sycophant. I love him. I'm voted for him three times. I'm just telling you, when are you going to make, who's the only Republican not voting for the CR? There's only one.
Yeah.
You know who he is? Any guesses on my crew?
Thomas Massie.
Yeah, Aaron, no. Thomas Massie, he's the only one. Is he wrong? He's getting throttled by everybody. No, he's absolutely correct. Eventually, you're going to have to stop spending money. It can't be, well, we're just going to do it again for this year. Until then, we'll address the issues. Okay, I'm 56, and you know how many times I've heard them say, we're just going to do it this one last time, and then we'll address the issues? Twice a year, every year, basically my entire life.
Yeah.
Every year, but here we are doing it again. After Elon Musk purchased Twitter with the stated goal of restoring free speech, President Biden called for, and President Biden linked to McCormick, linked to the Young Conaway law firms. Biden called for a federal investigation into Musk on the podium at the White House. Following this, the Biden Department of Justice, Securities and Exchange Commission, and Federal Trade Commission initiated legal actions investigations against Tesla, SpaceX, and X. This is our judicial system. Now, imagine if you see that all of these are law enforcement agencies, Security and Exchange Commission, Federal Trade Commission, or they can enlist the help of law enforcement agencies if needed. If you had a moniker of integrity, would you ever participate in an investigation against your boss's political opponent? I can flat out tell you this right now. As a sheriff's deputy, say there was a hot sheriff's race in Sarasota County, I wouldn't go and investigate my sheriff's political opponent.
Right.
I'd be like, fire me or reassign me. Those are the stands that you actually have to make, which is why basically 100% of the FBI needs to be fired. except for the whistleblowers. The recent decision by Judge McCormick, who worked with Biden's top donors, was nominated by Biden's... So here's her list. So this judge who just steps in, I'm sorry if this is wonkish for everybody and it's not super exciting, but it is for me, steps in and says, and rescinds Elon Musk's $55 billion Tesla compensation package. That recent decision by Judge McCormick, who worked with Biden's top donors, was nominated by... So she worked with Biden's top donors. We need to get that Crowder. Ding. Worked with Biden's top donors. Ding. Was nominated by Biden's close friend. Ding. To override Tesla's board and the majority of its shareholders is another clear example of Biden administration and its allies weaponizing the American legal system against their political opponents. There you go. All right. Here's another piece from Mario Nafal. Delaware's corporate empire collapsing. Meta next to leave. Zuckerberg's leaving. Great job, Democrats. You know, you guys are just great. First Elon, then Ackman, now Zuckerberg. Reports say Meta is considering Texas for reincorporation following a massive shakeup in Delaware's once stable business courts. The trigger, Judge Kathleen McCormick's bombshell. Well, think about it. If you were the CEO of these companies, even founder, owner, CEO of these companies, and a judge can step in and cause you not to be paid. And this is my whole thing. This is what I'm always telling you. The bourgeois leftist globalist elitist narrative and agenda is to leverage you into one world commerce system, a single access point controlled by them. Where they can choose whether or not you get paid or not. Kind of important whether you get paid or not, isn't it, Will? Aaron?
Yeah.
Let me? Yeah. It's important that I get paid. I really don't want somebody deciding at any moment via judicial action that I don't get paid.
Right.
Or just saying, you know what? You bought a gun this year, so we're at the spigot of CBDC currency. Gold doesn't matter anymore. Real estate doesn't matter anymore. You're not fueling up your cars at gas stations. You have any fuel at home, so they can turn your electricity off at home, and they can turn off your bank account anytime they want because they don't like how you act or what you say. And that's exactly what they're doing through the courts right now. Right now, it's through the courts. Eventually, it will be through digital technology if we don't hold the line. All right, let's go to the next one, finally. Citizen Free Press video. Governor of Delaware. I just had to show you this. And this is the governor of Delaware. Okay, we're going to watch this, and I may play it a couple times, guys. How does anybody this stupid, I mean, literally, like, you're driving down the road, and you're driving behind somebody going 10 below on the fast lane, and you're like, now I know why everybody put a mask on, because that's how stupid people are. How did this guy ever get to be elected to the state, which I believe has more corporate incorporations than any state in the union? I mean, they're 500 giant companies have their incorporations in Delaware. How did this guy become governor? I mean, look how stupid this human being is. Play it for me, Will.
If Elon's watching right now, what would you tell him?
Elon who?
Musk.
Elon Musk?
Yeah.
Please, please stop cutting our federal government with a chainsaw. Please preserve Medicaid.
He meant about the shares.
He's not coming back to Delaware with that
message. The shares, yeah. Elon.
If Elon's watching right now, what would you tell him?
Elon who?
Musk.
Elon Musk?
Yeah.
Please, please stop cutting our federal government with a chainsaw. Please preserve Medicaid.
He meant about the shares.
He's not coming back to Delaware with that.
The shares, yeah. Elon, yeah, he's running his company. I don't know.
Right.
I don't have much to say to him.
All right. Again, I'm sitting there. Aaron, put whatever you had for me on the side. I just had to listen to that because there you go. So while we're looking at it, and just let it play over and over again, just mute it, and look at how stupid, look at the look on his face. This is a stupid human being. I mean, literally, you know what people who are stupid need to be called? Stupid. It needs to be revealed to you that you are stupid. That is actually loving for you to be revealed. Look at how stupid this guy is. Elon who? A, either you are socially inept that you actually think that's funny or snarky, Elon who, or you actually didn't know what they were talking about. And then he's, what do you have to say to Elon? Stop cutting our federal government with a chainsaw. The whole conversation was about him leaving the state of Delaware with his corporation. And he's like, stop cutting our federal. See, they can only talk in tropes and talking points because they're stupid. This guy, look how dumb he is. Aaron sent me this. Delaware provides tax advantages such as no corporate income tax for companies operating outside the state and allows for privacy with minimal disclosure requirements. That's all being taken down now.
Yep.
Over 60% of Fortune 500 companies choose Delaware. Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the idiot that runs the show.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at what I say. Right? Stop cutting the federal government a chainsaw. That's, I mean, who votes for these idiots? How are you even as a leftist, a good conscience, voting for this idiot? So over 60% of Fortune 500 companies choose Delaware for these reasons, making it a popular hub for incorporation. Not anymore. When you know what? And that's the same reason why they had a mass exodus out of New York when they sued Donald Trump civilly for real estate fraud because he had overestimated his properties, the value of his properties. Okay, so you can bring it back to me. So if I go to sell my house and I list it for $500,000 and I sell it for $480,000, did I overlist it? That's what they did to Donald Trump. And I committed a crime or a civil offense? I mean, that's what they did. And people start, we can't risk this. In the real estate market in NYC, we just simply, everybody puts out for the best price possible for their home. Everybody does that. So if it sells for less than what you listed it for, then you committed some sort of civil fraud, some civil real estate fraud, and everyone's like, I'm getting out of here. That's what's going to happen in Delaware, too. You're going to sit there and threaten via a judge, taking away people's compensation packages? Believe me, these guys, these CEOs, who are multi-billionaires, they kind of care about their compensation packages. Yeah. Just letting you know. All right, change the subjects here. DC Drano video. This one, just I didn't get to this last night, so it's a little bit of old news, but I just have to go over it. I can't resist it. And it's old, and it is. It's viral. Everybody's already seen it, but I got to talk about it just to get it out of my system. DC Drano video. Rep. Keith Self of Texas referred to Rep. Sarah McBride, who is a man with a taped-up penis. Fully penised man. Dressed up as a woman, calls himself Sarah. Then Rep. Keith Self dared call him by his actual sex, which is Mr. And look what ensued. Play it for me.
As the representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ranking Member Keating, also wonderful.
Mr. Chairman, could you repeat your introduction again, please?
Yes, we have set the standard on the floor of the House. And I'm simply...
What is that standard, Mr. Chairman? Would you repeat what you just said when you introduced a duly elected representative from the United States of America, please?
I will. The representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride.
Mr. Chairman, you are out of order. Mr. Chairman, have you no decency? I've come to know you a little bit, but this is not... decent.
We will continue this.
You will not continue it with me unless you introduce a duly elected representative the right way.
This hearing is adjourned.
Imagine being passionate about that in life. Can you imagine that, guys? That you're actually passionate about that. That you will live in that man's delusion, or I'm not going to participate in this hearing. That's what you're passionate about in life? Put that pick up, Will. So that's the guy. You will call him Sarah, or I'm not going to participate any longer in this committee. You're actually passionate about it. It's like you're passionate about slaughtering the unborn. You're passionate about not cutting federal waste, fraud, and abuse. That's the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party can sum it up with that. They're passionate about not cutting waste, fraud, and abuse while advocating for cutting waste, fraud, and abuse. They're passionate about calling men women. This guy is a man. He's got a penis. It's taped up. He untapes it up and goes to the women's room. And what's this other guy's name? Yeah, Keating. Rep. Keating is so passionate that he wants you to participate in Sarah's delusion. Because that's the real Sarah. Go to the next one for me, Will. And this is how he dresses up. There's penis under there, prosthetic boobs. That's what he is. That's what he deserves to be called, because you know what he is, Aaron?
A dude.
He's he.
Yeah.
So you know what you call him? He.
Yeah.
Now listen, he wants to commit, cut it all off, actually get an inverted vagina. I'm still not going to call him a man. I'm not going to call him a female. But if somebody else does, I'd have a marginal bit of understanding about that. But no, you know what? Till then, no understanding at all. And even after that, not so much. So here's another fun one for you. Lives a TikTok video. I don't know why my nose starts itching at 10 o'clock at night. No problem all day, and now it's itching. All right. Lives a TikTok video. So Will's groaning as we're watching this. Our Marine Corps war veteran. Dylan Mulvaney celebrated International Women's Day. What was that?
I said this is what you fought for.
Yeah. Well, this is what you fought for.
Oh, say.
Will, you laid your life on the line. So that Dylan Mulvaney could do this.
Ouchie.
Congratulations. You're still a hero. Still a hero. But anyway, Dylan Mulvaney, yeah, leave that up, celebrated International Women's Day by promoting his book about being a girl. All right, play for me.
Don't laugh at me, but maybe we should be.
Is this a good time?
Well, that sounds good.
Jill was my prop master in the Book of Mormon, and I just started crying because I was so happy to see her. I love you.
Now, just side by side that thing for just a minute in case I catch some images I want to comment on. But I'm just saying here, just so everybody knows, this guy who's had boobs sewed on is fully penis. That dude has a penis. He has not lopped off his penis. I wonder why that is. I wonder why he hasn't lopped off his penis. Is it because he's actually attracted to women? And look at these idiots. And Will brought up a very valid point here that I often forget. Look at that woman right there. She believes that she's virtuous and playing and enabling this man. Look, you can see he's a dude right there. I mean, you can see very easily he's a dude. And that woman thinks she's virtuous by participating in this person's delusion, by enabling this person's delusions. You think you're virtuous? You're virtuous by supporting somebody's lies? How is that virtuous in any other scenario? Is it virtuous if you have a huckster and a fraudster and you tell them that they're not? Is that, these are women. And that was the point that Will brought up. I mean, you're a woman. You're being abused. Look at, you can see it's a guy. That's a dude. You're being abused. You're actually allowing, there's, I don't know how many beauty pageants have been won by taped up penis men. Now, many.
It's a lot.
Ton of them. Women of the year have been men with taped up penises. I'm telling you right now, if you're a woman, like Will was espousing, why are you not offended by this man stealing your space? This is an internet. I don't even believe in having an International Women's Day. Look at me again. You're like, Tom, you get fixated. I know I get fixated. I can't help it. I just lost 20 viewers. But I'm just saying, is what it is. I mean, you see it. When it flashes on, you can see this is a man. This is all a joke. And these women believe that they're virtuous by participating in this delusion. It's just like, and COVID was the exact same thing. We're all going to act like this is a grievous threat to our lives. And look at our virtue by doing so. You're not virtuous by doing that. You're delusional and you're participating in lies, therefore making you a liar. All right, let's go to the next one. Oversight Project video. You guys are just side by side this one. I don't think it's got any sound to it. So it appears, Auto Pen update, again, Oversight Project video. We analyzed Biden's January 19, 2025 pardons for all the Biden family members. Why would you do that? Because everyone practicing evil hates the light, does not come to light, lest their deeds be exposed. John chapter 3, verse 20, Jesus speaking. For Biden family members, their pardons, Anthony Fauci, General Milley's pardons, J6 committee pardons, Gerald Lundergan pardons. They're all the same exact Biden auto pen signature. And you're like, okay, what's the big deal? All of you already know what it is because you're all red pilled. The big deal is this might invalidate all the pardons. Might invalidate all the pardons if you sign them with an auto pen, because nobody has any idea who actually signed them. It's just like the story that Mike Johnson tells. You can leave this up because it's very apropos. Mike Johnson tells about meeting with Joe Biden. He finally got in. You had to wait for like 5-6 months to go into the president. The Speaker of the House, by the way, who's third from the presidency. It's president, vice president, Speaker of the House. And he couldn't even get into the White House. And like Trump said, we had foreign dignitaries calling. He hadn't talked to Putin for over 2 years. Over 3 years. Never said a word to the man for 3 years. And people who were calling in, they would get a Biden staffer telling him, well, he'll talk to you somewhere in the next month or two. That's because Joe Biden was so busy, right? Well, when Johnson finally got to meet with him, Joe Biden actually cleared the room because Joe Biden was having a good moment. So he cleared the room of all the staffers that were there to protect Joe Biden because they're terrified of Johnson coming in and having an honest conversation with him. So Mike Johnson comes from Louisiana. That's a major liquefied natural gas state, LNG state. So he's going in there and he said, why did you cut off all LNG exports? And Biden goes, I didn't. He goes, yes, you did. It's executive order so-and-so. Let's go out to your secretary. And Biden called out to his secretary, and they brought in the EO, where he did actually ban LNG exports. And Biden said, I had no idea that's what it was. What I was told was that we were going to do experiments on LNG exports. And he immediately rescinded the EO to his credit. But is this what happened with all the entire Biden administration? Did he actually sign these pardons? He didn't sign them. That's a fact now. He didn't sign them. He auto-penned them, which, by the way, does not pass the legal muster test. So we'll see what happens with this. All right, let's go to the next one. So Alex Jones is right again. Alex Jones, who's on the Ukrainian hit list. I wonder why he's on the Ukrainian hit list along with all of the Trumps. Wonder why it is. Well, because he's right again. Poland arrests Ukrainian woman convicted of selling 56 human kidneys. This is from Reuters, which you and I fund via NGOs. Congratulations to all of us. We get to fund our own political opposition, our own political Goebbels media. But anyway, let's look at the date, March 11th, 2025. So Warsaw, March 11th, Polish border guards detained a Ukrainian woman who was sentenced in Kazakhstan to 12 years in prison for participating in an organized criminal group trading in human organs and selling 56 kidneys, prosecutors said on Tuesday. And if you talk to the quote-unquote conspiracy theorists who have been right about this, Ukraine, via all of its violence, via all of its corruption, all of its camouflage, the Metabiotas, the Privat Banks, the Burismas, the Hunter Bidens, the Kerrys, the Romneys, the Pelosis, the Bidens, all of that corruption, the IMF, the Pritzkers, the Bill and Hillary Clinton Foundation has been for years alleged that it is a hub of all people. Where are the 400,000 kids that were missing from our border? Anybody seen them? Is that it? Is that it? Is that what's happening? Where are all the kids that are missing in this Ukrainian war? Is the war purpose? Why does nobody want this war to end? Is that it? Is that the reason why? Because there's lots that can be done with harvesting human organs. Lots of, and I'm not going to go too far into this stuff with the Peter Nygaard stuff and all of that, where people believe they're going to live forever using blood transfusion, human organs, and harvesting parts out of human organs, all that stuff. Well, I don't have time to get into that right now, but I'm just saying, is that where all these people, because there you have hundreds of thousands of kids that are missing out of Ukraine too right now. I don't know if it's hundreds of thousands, hundreds of thousands from our country that came into our country illegally. And we have tens of thousands that come missing out of our country, our own citizens every year too. Where are all these kids going? Why don't we ever find the bodies? I mean, I'm just curious. We find all the other bodies. Why, most of them, why do we never find them? So just, again, it's been known as a hub for human organ harvesting for a long time, and now it's been proven to be true. One more conspiracy theory that was not a theory. It was simply a conspiracy. All right, let's go to the border for a couple minutes. Riley Gaines video. This is my favorite video of the night. Ding, 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 ding. Favorite video of the night. This is how you have to act. This is how Aaron acted during COVID. This is how Aaron acted during COVID.
That's true.
I acted mad during COVID. This is how Aaron acted during COVID. This is usually how it goes with Aaron and I. Aaron acts like this and I get mad. But anyway, so this is what you do. Look at, this is Tom Holman in New York City where he's orchestrating the arrest and detainment of illegals, criminal illegals. They're all criminal, but you know what I mean? Ones that committed crimes after their initial crime of illegally entering the country, which is felony. But anyway, so it's Riley Gaines' video. Tom Holman casually eating an apple while all these people are screaming at him. Again, if you're a Democrat, so what you're in favor of is allowing criminal illegal alien rapists to be allowed in the country. But look at Holman's expression. Play it for me. First Amendment? What's the First Amendment got to do with it? And again, see, what would have happened if Aaron walked out? He would have done what Holman did. If I walked out, I'd be in this physical confrontation with several of them. That's what would happen. That guy right there. Yeah, flash that right there. Put that right. You missed it. I wanted what you had right there. That's what I need. That guy right there is running for mayor. His last name is Mamdini. started to consider himself a Democrat. He considers himself a Democratic socialist, and he's running for mayor of New York right now against Eric. Well, will run against Eric Adams in whatever, whenever the election is. That guy right there, a Democratic Party socialist. But anyway, all right, let's go on. Let's go to the next one. Benny Johnson video breaking: the Trump administration has converted the CP1 app into a self-deportation app. So it was a self-importation app. It's now been converted into a self-deportation app. Play for me.
Well, breaking right now, the Trump DHS is launching a new self-deportation app for illegal immigrants, giving those in the U.S. illegally an incentive to cooperate. And Bill Malusian is live in L.A. with more. Hi, Bill.
Dana, good morning to you. So this is pretty remarkable. The Trump administration has taken that controversial CBP-1 cell phone app for migrants that the Biden administration was using, and they've repurposed it into a self-deportation app that is officially launching today. And we're getting an exclusive first look at it. Take a look. The app is now called CBP Home. It allows illegal aliens in the U.S. to register to self-deport. They fill out biographical information, including their countries of citizenship, which country they plan to return to, their alien registration numbers, their contact information, and it allows them to upload photos of themselves to confirm their identity. All of it is then submitted to CBP, and they leave the country. Now, you might be asking yourself, well, why would an illegal immigrant want to self-deport? Well, DHS says if they leave now, they will have the opportunity to return to the U.S. legally in the future and chase the American dream. But if they don't leave, they will be found, arrested, detained, and deported with a permanent ban on entry into the United States. In a statement to Fox News, DHS Secretary Kristi Noem said in part, quote, the Biden administration exploited the CBP-1 app to allow more than 1 million aliens to illegally enter the United States. With the launching of the CBP Home app, we are restoring integrity to our immigration system. If they don't self-deport, we will find them, deport them, and they will never return. The Biden administration's use of the CBP-1 app allowed more than 40,000 migrants to come into the U.S. at a port of entry every single month. That totaled nearly 1 million migrants by the end of his presidency. President Trump terminated that app immediately upon taking office, leading scenes like this, showing migrants dismayed at the border on the day of his inauguration as they learned their CBP-1 appointments were canceled and were never coming back. And DHS tells me that any migrants who had that CBP-1 app on their phone will see it automatically update to this new self-deportation app starting today. And DHS can also use the data from the prior CBP-1 registrations to track migrants for removal. So in a nutshell, Dana, Trump just took Biden's program, which was bringing migrants in, and has now totally repurposed it to get them out. We'll send it back to you.
And I started hearing some radio ads that were mirroring some of the ads from the new secretary on cable. Now they're now on radio, and they're going to be in those countries as well and targeting them so that they know not to come or to go ahead and get themselves out of the country. Thank you, Bill.
Yep.
So the name is hysterical. It's been changed to the CBP Home app. We're getting the people rating the chat here. Aaron's blowing them up, so that's interesting. But anyway, it pops up in the side of my little peripheral vision here. But anyway, so that's hysterical. But one of the key points, Aaron brought this up, and I caught it before, but he caught it, was the motivation here is really good to self-deport, because if you self-deport, you will in the future have the ability to legally enter the United States. If you don't, you never can come back. That's exactly what you do. Now, how has all of this worked? That's the question. How has it all worked at the border? With the CBP-1 app being turned from a importation to a deportation app, Holman going around all throughout the country, arresting criminal illegals. How's this all working? Well, this is CBS News, Lauren Witzke video. Play for me.
You spent how long, you know, going along the border?
About 4 hours.
And how different was this trip versus past trips?
Well, we did not see a single migrant or asylum seeker. And typically, when we go to the U.S.-Mexico border, we at least see one group of people who are trying to cross into the U.S. illegally. We did not see a single migrant. We saw soldiers, Border Patrol agents, and National Guard troops, and vehicles and barriers, but no migrants.
So again, if you're a Democrat, how do you actually advocate for your policies? How do you still espouse that you need comprehensive border reform, or you need a comprehensive border reform bill? You need a border bill. Remember the border security bill put out by James Cuckboy Lankford and Chuck Schumer. And that's always bad if you're partnering with Chuck Schumer, because you're basically partnering with the devil. But anyway, so I mean, how do you advocate for the legitimacy of your policy initiatives or even your policy concepts when none of them work. And Trump, there's not, they go down, that's CBS News. They go down to the border. There's not one illegal to be seen. The entire border. I'm not saying they ran, but at the entire area that they were in, not one. I mean, Aaron, how long have me and you been showing videos of the border?
Oh,
Will, too. I mean, we show them every day, thousands of people. There's not one now.
4 years.
There's not one. Not one person there. None. Not a one. And you as a Democrat go, our policies are just as good as yours. Wow. It's just like watching them all right now. We don't think you should be cutting all of these government employees. What's your evidence that they're effective? If you're saying that we shouldn't be cutting them, then there should be evidence of their worth. Would everybody agree? Mm-hmm. Well, there's none, so why would we keep them? There go. I mean, they're always like, this is the way things are always done. There's a good interview in the post game about this. $36 trillion in debt. What's the evidence of their effectiveness? None, so cut them. Simple as that. All right, Liv's TikTok video breaking. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem says they have identified several more leakers. Play for me.
Okay, I want to talk to you about these two ICE employees. On Friday, you announced that you had found two ICE employees who were leaking information about incoming DHS raids on illegal immigrants, criminal illegal immigrants. There's also the news that you announced, and I think it's already begun, polygraph testing people within ICE, within various departments of DHS. Were these two individuals that you found leaking information, did you find them through the process of administering polygraphs?
Well, I won't talk about each specific case, but what I will tell you is that we have been utilizing polygraphs for 3 weeks now, and that we do have two DHS employees that are on administrative leave, and they're going to be facing consequences for what they've done to leak these operations. So they could face up to 10 years in federal prison for what they've done. And, well, what they've done is by leaking the information on these ops is they put law enforcement lives in jeopardy. So we've got a lot of tools. I've got a lot of authorities under DHS. I'm going to use every single one of them to stop these leakers and make sure that they face significant consequences for what they're doing. They're jeopardizing our national security. They're hurting the lives of people who are just trying to enforce the law. And so I'm thankful that we've talked about these two, but I've got several more that will be revealed here soon. And I hope they're an example to everybody else within this federal government that President Trump is enforcing the law. For the first time, we have a president that cares what the laws are in this country, and he's going to enforce them. And he's giving us the tools that we need to make sure that we can follow through on it and people face consequences who break the law.
Really quickly, as a couple of follow-ups, how many more do you expect you'll be announcing that you've found out we're leaking these plans?
You know, we've got two or three more that I think within the next week we'll be able to announce. But, these are all cases and they're criminal cases. And we're working through how our processes work with employees within the Department of Homeland Security. But, Will, I think every cabinet member is being very aggressive on this. But in the Department of Homeland Security, this is a life or death thing that they're doing by jeopardizing these operations out there on the ground of ICE law enforcement, and not just like the ICE individuals. We partner every day with other agencies, with the FBI, the Department of Justice, with local law enforcement, state law enforcement. They're jeopardizing all of those individuals when they go out there and compromise this information.
Kristi Noem is a stone cold killer. And these people that actually leaked this op information. Two people. This is not some sort of like little government leak from inside of a budgetary meeting. This is even worse than the insider trading information that gets leaked out. That Nancy Pelosi leaks to Paul Pelosi. Way worse than that, because this is life and death. These people could be facing decades in prison. Seriously. Because you go, we're going to do a ICE raid on a Aragua stronghold, and somebody leaked it to him, who is a fellow officer. That's like being a dirty cop on the take of the mob. These people could be looking at decades in prison. And by the way, they should be. As simple as that. All right, more on the effectiveness of what Trump's doing at the border. Libs of TikTok video, ICE arrested 646 people in the Houston area in a week-long operation. Play for me.
ICE Houston just announced that in a single week-long operation in the Houston area, they arrested 646 illegal aliens. That is a huge number for one ICE office in one single week. ICE says 543 of those illegal aliens were criminals, 140 of which were aggravated felons, 34 were sex offenders or pedophiles, and 52 had drug trafficking or drug possession charges. This is by far the most arrests we've seen from a single operation under this new Trump administration.
One office, 1 week. Aaron goes, I want more. I go, Aaron, it's one office, dude. One office in 1 week, 646 people in 1 week. It's one office. I mean, I don't blame him, but I'm like, one office, 1 week, 646 people. Imagine those numbers in 1 week. They're killing it. They're absolutely killing it. Look at this Bill Melugin tweet. Bill Melugin was just speaking on the Libs of TikTok video. So now, again, there's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. You can't stop them. You can only hope to contain Elon Musk and Donald Trump. You cannot do it. Because now all this information, unless you somehow, and I don't know, Aaron could tell you, I don't know if you can delete anything now. I honestly don't know if you can. And the problem with deleting things, it's almost like if you're going to commit a crime, you need to do it all by yourself and not on camera, because now there'll be somebody to rat you out, either the camera or the other person. Because if you start deleting documents, and if you're wondering why I didn't do the USAID document thing last night, it's because I smelled that one out. And I went to Mike Benz, and Mike Benz said the USAID, where they were doing the massive document shredding and all that, turned out to be not a real story. This, however, is. This is a real story. New, and what I was going to say was, if you start deleting things, you got witnesses. Mm-hmm. New acting ICE director Todd Lyons announced today that a review of the ICE records found the Biden administration, get this, Aaron and Will, cooked the books.
No.
Aren't we saying that the entire time? It's not a matter of how many people cross the border, but who counts how many people are crossing the border.
Yep.
And purposely misled the American people by falsely classifying illegal aliens who were processed by ICE and released into the U.S. as ICE arrests. So, again, in our inverted world, Aaron, Will,
my gosh,
released means arrested, and arrested means released. Arrest is the opposite of release. Arrest means detain.
Dude.
The world that we live in. And how can you be a freaking Democrat? We found tens of thousands of cases that were recorded as arrests when, in fact, these instances were illegal aliens that were simply processed and released. And so they got credit for, because also what Biden was doing was classifying arrests as deportations, too. So you got the arrest stat and the deportation stat all in one.
Oh, my gosh.
All the while, the person wasn't arrested or deported. But the stats say that they were both and probably counted twice. And really, instead of, I'll just read it again. These instances were illegal aliens that were simply processed and released into American communities, Lyons said. Some were violent criminals and gang members. Trent de Agua was detained for a moment and then released with a 7-year notice to appear. Lyons added that these, and now, according to CBS News, there's not one person at the border. Not a one. How can you be a Democrat? How can you be a Democrat? Those people outside, leave this up, those people outside of that NYC courtroom with Tom Holman coming out. How can you do this? You're violating this First Amendment, which makes no sense. You're violating all of these things. You're a horrible person. You're Hitler. So this is what you're in favor of then, right? This is what you're in favor of. Of a corrupt president saying that arrests were deportations and that arrests were calling releases arrests. We found tens of thousands of cases that were recorded as arrests when, in fact, these instances were illegal aliens that were simply processed and released, but called arrested. So that's what you're in favor of? You're out there screaming at Tom Holman for actually arresting them and deporting them when Joe Biden was detaining them briefly, releasing them into the public as a Trent Agua rapist and calling it an arrest and a deportation all in one. Lyons added that these are what they call pass through arrests. Let's see, they have their own little language, in which no immigration enforcement action is taken against the aliens. They simply pass through ICE custody before being released into the U.S. interior and told to report to the ICE office. Aaron, don't worry, they're told to report.
Of course.
They're told there. So the Trent Agua guy, who's got like a skull tattooed on his entire face, he's going to show up at court.
Absolutely.
DHS officers added that none of the ICE arrests under the Trump administration are passed through arrest. Lo and behold, Democrats, that's what you're in favor of. That's what you are as a Democrat. You are for waste, fraud, and abuse. You are for circumcisions in Mozambique. That's what you're for a puppet show in Iraq. That's what you're for. That's what you're fervent about. And Will brought up a really good point on this. And Aaron brought up another point because I think they were talking about two different things. But it was both of them were good. So if cutting all of these people from USAID, let's use that as an example, had 14,000 employees, now has 300. Has anybody noticed? So Will said, if they were that important, that significant, we'd all be sitting here going, where's my USAID? And then Aaron brought up the other point where if it was so bad that we are sending all these illegals out of the country, why is nobody screaming right now about things aren't being done, picked, processed? You can get a work visa, you can get a work permit legally. You know that, right? Why is nobody screaming right now that we have no milk, that we have no apples, that we have no orange? Tom Holman comes walking out of the courtroom eating an apple that was probably picked by an illegal. Nobody's crying about either one, so it must not be a problem. But we were told that the moment that we start kicking all these people out of the country, we're not going to have any apples or oranges. But we seem to have plenty. Especially since we import most of them, even though we should be growing them here. DHS officials added that none of the ICE arrests under the Trump administration are pass-throughs. What we are doing now is actual immigration enforcement, not immigration theater, an official said. There you go. I'm going to do one more. I got to do this one. This one came, this went pretty. Glenn Beck was talking about it. Aaron, I'm going to task you with something. I'm going to see if you can do it. See if you can find my favorite Glenn Beck video of all time.
Okay.
See if you can do it. I know it's tough. It's tough every time I ask you to do it, but we need to like mark that thing somehow. But see if you can find it because it's kind of, I'm making it apropos. It's not, but I'm going to make it apropos just because I want to see the video again because it's been like 6 months since I've seen it. So anyway, Jim Ferguson video, breaking, globalists are making their move. I thought we won, Tom. I thought that Trump won. We won in the United States. But the main problem is globalism. Globalism is the problem. And it's a major problem. If it's a major problem in the Bible that he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, and that no one may buy or sell except one who is the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. That's kind of a problem. Would you agree, Will?
Yep.
It's kind of a problem, right?
Absolutely.
So if people are trying to initiate that, that's the ultimate in evil when you're trying to initiate the agenda narrative of the Antichrist, Beast 1 and Beast 2, right? And the dragon. You'd call that a problem, right? I would. Mm-hmm. So here's one of the people that's trying to initiate it, whether they know they're initiating it or not, whether they're demon-possessed or not, whether they're simply a queen, a king, or a pawn, it doesn't really matter. Breaking, the globalists are making their move. Here's Christine Lagarde, who is Christine Lagarde, just so everybody knows. Christine Madeleine Odette Lagarde is a French politician and lawyer who has been the president of the European Central Bank. What's CBDC stand for? Central Bank Digital Currency. President of the European Central Bank since 2019. She previously served, because they all know each other, it's all incestuous. Wait till I get to my expose on it's all lies. We'll break down Winston Churchill one night. Maybe we'll shoot to do that tomorrow night. We'll break down in 10 minutes Winston Churchill and all the lies that he did, all the lies that he said and committed. All right, she previously served as the 11th managing director of the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, which is going to be charged with rebuilding Ukraine, along with the Bill and Hillary Clinton Foundation, and along with J.B. Pritzker's sister, who J.B. Pritzker is in charge of. I was wrong. I keep saying 59 NGOs. Pardon me. I was wrong. It's actually, he's in charge of 63 NGOs, multi-billionaire, that you and me and Aaron and Will fund so that J.B. Pritzker can be a billionaire and you can't. You just give him the money. I wonder how many of these people are actually legitimate business billionaires. Is Bezos? Or did he actually get funded by an NGO first? All right, so here's Christine Lagarde. Breaking, the globalists are making their move. Christine Lagarde announces CBDCs are coming. Play for me, Will.
On your second point, I tend to share your views. Nature doesn't like vacuum. And we started working on the digital euro way back. Actually, when I started my term 5.5 years ago, and I'm not claiming, you know, parentality on the digital euro because my colleague Benoît Cœuré had already committed a speech on this matter before I arrived, but I certainly carried on with that project, and subsequently Fabio Panetta on the board, and then Piero Cipollone, who has replaced Fabio, have, you know, taken the lead together with a very, very good team, which is focused on accelerating the pace and hopefully campaigning enough with all the stakeholders, meaning European Parliament, meaning European Council, meaning European Commission, so that we can eventually, you know, not put to bed, but put to reality this digital euro. The deadline for us is going to be October of 25, and we are getting ready for that deadline, but we will not be able to move unless the other parties, the stakeholders, as I call them, Commission, Council, and Parliament, actually complete the legislative process without which we will not be able to move. And I think it is critically important, and it seems to the agnostic or the skeptics, it seems to be more relevant and more of an imperative now than ever before, both on the wholesale and on the retail level, both.
There you go. You can bring it back to me. So there you go. I mean, they want to roll this out by October 2025. I thought we won, Tom. We did win in America. Now you got to fight the globalists. It's as simple as that. You got, and you primarily fight them spiritually. You need to be praying against this globalist agenda. What does all of this mean? This is a great summation by Jim Ferguson. Follow him on Twitter. What it means, CBDC currency, it was called a conspiracy theory. They said it would never happen. Now it's here. European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde has confirmed that the central bank digital currencies will be rolled out this year by October of 2025. If they get stakeholder cooperation, guess who's a stakeholder? Me, you, United States, which we should not. And Donald Trump has already sworn off CBDCs because, you know what? He doesn't want his own currency shut off, because what it is we no longer, you never have any physical cash in your hand. No, gold doesn't mean anything anymore. I'm going to divest and I'm going to invest in gold. Doesn't matter. And that's why they want to push you towards electric cars, where it's charged at your home and they can turn off your charging station anytime they want, because your electricity will be paid by CBDC currency, and they'll turn off your CBDC currency so you can't pay your electric bill. And then you finally do want to charge your car and allowed to charge your car, but there's not enough electrical infrastructure to actually charge all the cars, not even remotely close. We don't have the infrastructure to charge 1/1000th of the electric cars in this country. I'm talking about if everybody got one, because they're actually the equivalent of running 3 air conditioners per car in your own home when you charge those things. But anyway, so then you finally can't, you want to charge your electric car, but there's no actual infrastructure to charge your electric car. So once again, they control you. And they already put out these notices regularly in California that we need everybody not to charge your electric cars. The electric cars we forced you into, we all need you now to not charge your electric cars, because we're having a brownout right now. So what CBDC currency means, total financial control. Every transaction will be monitored and controlled by the state. End of, which sounds like Revelation chapter 13, 16, and 17 that I read to you earlier. End of financial privacy. Cash will be phased out, and every euro you spend will be tracked. Every dollar you spend will be tracked. Programmable money. The government will decide what you can buy, how much you can spend, and even what you can shop. The globalist blueprint for control. Digital ID plus CBDC. So if you don't behave correctly, you get a social credit score that's low, or they demerit your social credit score. And then they can say, well, you say like a great score is 700. Well, you bought a gun, so your score is 420. And then they can say, you know what, your score is 420. So we're going to shut off half your bank account too. That's already the system in the largest country on the planet. And what they really want, are you ready, Aaron?
Yep.
Is this.
President of the EU, not a scary organization at all. I've always loved the European Union. Haven't you? Just the precursor to one world government. It's awesome. And to hear the president of the EU explaining how you in Europe can get your life back to normal in that German accent she has, that just sounds so soothing to me. Here's what she says is important to get your life back here. Here she comes.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you? Good to see you.
Before Easter, we promised to the Europeans that we will do everything possible so that they can gain back some normality when planning for their well-deserved summer holidays. So on Monday, the European Parliament and the European Council signed the regulation for the EU digital COVID certificate. Oh, it is applicable from the 1st of July on, but if you want to as a member state, you can sign up early voluntarily. And that's what Belgium did.
Oh, Belgium, well, Belgium
allows
did it.
As of today to travel with a certificate, and they issue
travel
these
with their certificate.
And here is mine. So everyone who is fully vaccinated or tested negative or has recovered from COVID can get one. And we have right now 15 member states that have already signed up. And from the 1st of July, all 27 member states have to apply these EU digital certificates for the COVID. I am planning now to start my tour through 27 member states for the Next Generation EU, our recovery and resilient plan. And I'm very curious to test and to see how this certificate will work. Thank you.
That's wonderful.
All right.
That's great.
She held hers up. Can I just take a picture of that? And use hers?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes. That's fine. That's fine. So essentially what she's saying is you must have your papers. They'll be digital, but you must have some. The other ways of making you have your papers, please.
That's the plan. There it is. That's it. There it is. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then. Do not let yourself be burdened again by yoke of slavery. All right, love you all. 1021, that's good. Rumble Rants, Texas Billy, $50. Dave Souders, $20. New Monk, $20. Thank you guys so much in the rant. Thank you guys so much in the chat. Love you all. Stick around for the post game. It's awesome as always. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. God bless you guys.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lipley podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.